Blog Talk Radio.
You know, I swear, Blaster, I think you have a thing for Katy Perry.
I do.
God, who wouldn't?
I know.
She's got nice big boobies, gazoongas. I'll tell you that.
She has big gazoongas, definitely.
Gazoongas?
I'm all about those. Gazoongas.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
I'm all about those.
Oh, no wonder you like me.
That's right. That's exactly right.
I got big gazoongas.
You do. Bazoongas.
I do. All right, let me introduce the show, because, you know, I forgot last time. I took a vacation and totally forgot what I did. All right, it is July 19th, 2012. It's Thursday, and that means it is time for our Rough and Raw.
Rough and Raw. Yeah, baby.
Rough and Raw. Whew. Forgot what I was talking about. All right. I really did forget what I was talking about. I'm Snow White. Yeah, and if I sound a little weird, it's because I'm on my phone, because my headset, for some reason, I cannot understand anything these three weirdos are saying on Skype. I don't know what's going on. Every other application I use is fine when it comes to sound, but with them, I can't understand them. They just keep breaking up, so I don't know. If anybody has any idea, you can let me know how the hell to fix it, because it's really annoying.
You recently wiped your drive, right?
Yeah.
Did you update your audio drivers?
No, but I shouldn't, because I shouldn't have to. I didn't last time either.
Did you have the Realtek drivers last time?
Yeah.
Do you have them this time?
I don't know. I have to check. That's a good question.
Thanks, Leah Laporte. I didn't know we were calling Tech Help. This is awesome.
I know.
I'm sorry. Well, this came into play a couple of days ago with somebody else's, and as you were talking about it, I was like, well, huh, I wonder.
That could very well be the problem. I'll have to double check that. And if it is, then I'll be happy, because then I won't have to use my phone anymore.
Yay!
And my phone's going to get hot again, so you're going to hear me bitching about it in a little bit. Because, you know, my iPhone gets warm when I use it too much. Just like everything else gets hot if I use it too much.
Wow.
I forgot what I was saying. Oh, yes.
All right,
I would normally introduce Corey about this time, but she's having a little technical difficulties.
She's going to, yeah, there's going to be a zombieism that's going on.
Yeah, somebody's going to have their face eaten off. She needs to stay in the bath salt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. So I'll just skip right over her and move on to our youngest member of the trio, who currently is wearing my brand on her ass. I have not forgotten.
I'm not the youngest one.
You are the youngest. You're the
baby. I'm not the youngest. I'm the baby of the show, but I'm not the youngest.
Well, that's the youngest of the show. You're
the
baby.
Okay.
In experience. She means experience-wise.
Yeah, I'm going to have to break you in, lovely.
promises.
Yes, that's Ginger Rocks, by the way. I didn't say her name. I got too wrapped up.
That is me.
For those of you...
Wait, hold on a second. I don't have the better one, but this is the one I've got tonight. There we go.
Yay.
That's actually really pathetic. I'm not going to play that no more.
No, it's really sad. For those of you that don't know, Ginger's picture in Skype is freaking gorgeous. This chick
is not
beautiful.
Oh, come on. Y'all are going to make me blush and stuff. Sheesh.
No, she is absolutely gorgeous. Like, I saw her picture come up and I was like, who is that? Oh, it's Ginger. Mm-hmm.
Right. I've been frapping to it all week, and I don't mean frame recording software.
Oh, man, y'all are killing me. Y'all are killing me.
Yes.
Not right.
And that deep and rawr filled voice that just growling in your ear. That would be Master Blaster. Hi, Blaster.
I know doing. That was my sexy voice attempt. Didn't work very well. I think pretty well. I was in jail for
it. It sounded more like you were a cowboy. How you doing? You know?
But just imagine I walked in with assless chaps. How yo doing?
I do not know about
that. I can imagine
that. Wow.
No, I've seen his booty. I can totally imagine that. Yeah.
That's right.
Really? Is he got a nice booty?
Mm-hmm.
He does have a nice booty, yes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm waiting for the picture of the other thing. Oh, wait.
Liar. Dude, liar. You're not waiting at all. Liar. It's wrapped in bacon right now. I know you love bacon.
I do. I will totally.
That's what actually in the chat room, Dark One is.
You know what?
I stand
by my original fucking statement.
What is it?
What?
People need a fucking license to be on the internet. I kid you fucking not.
I believe it. I believe it.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is the boss of our little train wreck, Miss Corey / Dave Matek.
The conductor of the train wreck.
What the fuck? How you? How you just don't know what your email address is? Talking about I'm trying to get my email and don't know what my email address is. Really?
He didn't know what his email address was?
No.
The joys of tech support. I remember it well.
No, he did not.
That was over 6 years ago, and I will not be going back.
I love my peoples. I do. I love when they call in, but they really need themselves a license. They need to just institute it down at the DMV. After you take your driver's test, you need to take your internet test.
Well you know, if a real ID passes, you'll kind of have something similar to that. I mean, you know, there won't be a test, actually, but you'll have to have your real ID out.
Something's got to be done.
Yep, there you go. Well, that's Corey, with the woman with the plan.
Yep.
And face biting.
I think the worst tech support call I had ever to do was a lady who literally just got her computer. Like, mm-hmm. She just took it out of the box, and I had to talk her into how to using her mouse. Like, if you've seen the cartoon where, like, the guy has a mouse up on the computer's monitor and is trying to move it that way. You know what I'm talking about?
From Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm not
kidding. That's not cool.
Drag it. Yes. Drag it. And he's... Yeah, that was totally what it was like. And I had to tell her how to use the left click, like how to position her hand on the mouse and what to do and what each button did. And it was like an hour's long call. It was painful.
Wow.
Yeah.
I remember those days. Painful. Like I said, I'm not going back. I refuse to go back.
I didn't mind it. I really didn't mind helping her. I really didn't. She was a very sweet lady. It was the ones that would hit on me. Like, one guy asked me to marry him, and another guy asked for my phone number, and another guy started getting a little frisky on the phone.
Really?
Just a little frisky on the phone?
Just a little bit frisky, that's all?
He was fapping. I could hear him.
Ew!
We're not talking about the software that records frames.
Yeah, no, we're not. I mean, I know I have a pretty voice, and I know I have a nice voice and everything, and I'm a very sweet person, but please don't do that when you're calling tech support. That's disgusting.
I had one offer me a job, and he needed a young, sweet thing to travel with him.
Oh.
You know, look here.
take it?
Yeah, y'all know to ask me that, right? Because y'all know I like some men that like to travel, like to take me traveling. No, I didn't. I can't do that. I can't do that. I do have some ethical standards and stuff. They're not high, they're not low, they're somewhere in the middle, but I can't do that. Oh, Lord. Okay, so what were you bitches talking about before I got here?
Apparently how Blaster was sapping and...
He was sapping. What?
Sapping.
He was sapping because Ginger's picture in Skype is gorgeous.
Oh yeah, she is rather hotness.
She is beautiful. Holy shit.
She is rather the hotness.
You're not gonna make me blush. All right.
You know what? You need to quit all that false modesty bullshit. Because if you
blush.
Didn't like it, look.
Everybody likes it. That's not the point. Y'all like to make me blush.
You know what? I'm done with you. I'm done with you.
I'm done with blush.
There will be no blushing. If you didn't like it, you wouldn't put the pictures up.
Really? Why do you think I don't have a picture of me up there? For real.
I've seen you. You're hot.
I got pictures up of me in places, but not where nobody need to be seeing.
I actually posted a picture of each one of us in the chat room right now.
You ain't got no pictures of me.
Blaster, I will beat the shit out of you.
I did.
Yeah, but since I put that up, and especially since I started the videos on YouTube, I've gotten all kinds of crazy shit going on.
And you loves it, or you would not do it. Quit complaining.
Well, all right, the crazy stuff is a little crazy.
We told you, if you do it, you take get ready to take the good with the bad. That's it.
Wait, are you putting up videos of you?
Yes.
This is her new contribution to the site, is that she does some crazy news thing. Where is Ginger? Is Ginger news?
Oh, news thing.
Is Ginger crazy news? So she
crazy nudes.
Well, she will be. I'm sure somebody gonna ask her.
No nudes.
I want nudes or nude. I don't understand.
You know what? Stop talking.
Anyway, I think we should have a subject because we are so off.
I do. I actually came with topics. So we have one of the things we mentioned this morning was one of our beloved game developers was saying that fiction has failed us in the past. Just let me give these to these people here. Where y'all at? I got too many fucking windows open.
Where y'all at?
Okay, there's one for you. And for you people in the chat room, I will pass along this lovely one to you. Okay.
Hero gamer. Sorry.
All right.
You know
so,
what? I would have to agree.
Yes.
Did I cut you off? I'm sorry.
No, you didn't cut me off. I was trying to swallow.
What are you swallowing?
Dirty bitches.
TMI.
Dirty bitches. I'm drinking water.
You must be a very good girl if you swallow.
I am a good girl, but I swallow. Ivy's a very good girl. I got zombieism or whatever. What is it? Zombie... What do I have? I got some form of zombie-itis, zombie-itric. I don't know. What do you want to call it? I have it, so there's no telling. I'm going to bite all your faces off. Okay, so anyway, speaking of zombies and stuff, so my fellow co-hosts, take a peek over that while I comment on this matter we're about to discuss. The fiction has betrayed us in the past few years, and all we get is war games and Farmville.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Can I jump in?
Go ahead. I'm going to tag you. Go.
Tag.
I'm in. Okay, here's the thing. I completely agree. Originality is lost in gaming. It really is. And I'm kind of sad because I really wish somebody would come up with a unique story idea. It doesn't have to be a unique game. What the hell are we talking about? Game design? But a unique story would add so much to the game designs that we're already used to. There's only so much you can do with game design, but come on, people. Use your imagination. And come up with something better than these war games and all these freaking sequels. Like, shit, how many Maddens have we had now? And then we've got, like, Bioshock 2. Is there a Bioshock 3 coming out? I don't know. And I love Dragon Age, but we really don't need 3 Dragon Ages. We really need some more different types of stories. It's really getting to the point where... it's just really sad to me that people don't have an original bone in their body. It's the same thing based on the same story that's happened in the same game for the past however long games have been around. And it just makes me sad. Come up with something different. Pique my interest. Stroke my brain stem. It's the best way to get in my panties.
Oh, that's hot.
I'm just saying. Then I think Corey's mic is muted.
You know what it is.
I know.
Well, how about L.A. Noir? L.A. Noir was an original game.
Well, it was.
It
but...
was.
Huh?
Well, it was, but you know. Well.
How about Dead Island? How about Dead Island?
Dead Island was rather unique in its presentation, not concept, obviously.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What is the one post-apocalyptic game we were playing there for a while? I want to say Forgotten World, but that's...
Fallen Earth.
Thank you. Fallen Earth. What about Fallen Earth?
Fallen Earth also...
That was actually a unique concept. Like, the storyline was pretty unique. It wasn't... The storyline wasn't as unique as it could have been, but some of the ideas within the game were unique.
Right. Or Borderlands was very unique as well. I think there's a little bit of pretense in his response.
But here's
here's
the thing, though. This is what I think he's trying to get at. It's not that there's not unique games. That's not what we're talking about. He's talking about, like, stories. You know,
sure.
Fiction, as in stories, as in stuff you can read and get into. Because I got to tell you, the best way to hook me, and this is in any game I play, whether it is an RPG, an MMORPG, or even just Second Life, the best way to hook my interest and keep me with something is to give me good story, something I can just immerse myself in and lose myself in for a little bit, just become someone else for a while, you know? Whether it be some badass bitch cutting heads off of things or some demure woman trying to, you know, make it through the world without getting her ass chewed off.
We'll see.
There's a little pretentiousness, I think, though, with his response here, because he's almost invalidating any other type of story if it doesn't include neo-Victorian steampunk stealth action adventure. If it doesn't include that, then it's not original, in his opinion.
No,
right?
that I'll disagree with. You can be original without having those particular traits to your story. That I'll disagree with.
Because the other game that he pulled out of his hat was, oh, hey, Bioshock, which has a neo-Victorian steampunk.
Well, he wrote some of Bioshock, didn't he? Isn't he one of the
Not really 100% sure about that, but he worked for Bethesda for a little while, and, you know, Bethesda's known for putting out games like Fallout, for instance, which was a post-apocalyptic, you know, steampunk kind of action adventure game. So he's kind of been putting himself a little bit in a hole here, I think, personally.
Well, Dark actually had a good point. Freaking Final Fantasy, let it be the Final Fantasy already.
Okay, when is the Fantasy final?
No kidding. When's the final of the final? Because this is getting ridiculous.
It
how many
really
Final
is.
Fantasies
you're
can
fucking,
you have?
You're fucking ruining the whole fucking franchise of Final Fantasy. You're ruining it. I'm still mad.
You know, be mad, girl, because that last one was atrocious.
It was. That last MMO was a disgrace.
Okay.
It was horrible.
Let me jump in here. I like some sequels. Some don't need to be made, honest to God. We do not need another Call of Duty. We do not need another Battlefield 3.
They're coming out with the Battlefield 4 now.
Yeah, and the Battlefield 3 just came out.
And you have to play the beta. That's whole other
great. Yeah, and you just got done. Battlefield 3 just came out barely a few months ago. And the games that I don't mind a sequel to, y'all hear me say it all the time, GTA does such a good job with their storytelling. If you have not played GTA, and I'm still trying to get all these bitches here to play it, this is beautiful storytelling that is provocative. It'll elicit a feeling. And because it's been so long, I'm just going to give it away. You got two endings, and one ending, both endings, somebody dies. And in both times, it will affect you. To the point where, and it's not a die like, you know how the game where they have the person die. This is a storyline. You play with this person, these pupils, all through the game, and you develop a relationship with them.
Yeah.
And when it happens, they do the whole cinematic where they die, and everybody I've ever played with it said they've played that part. They felt it. It's like, oh my God, that hurt me that, you know, this character died, because I've been with them through the whole game. And there's a lot of shit that goes on. Not only that main story, but you've got three others. When they give you DLC, they give you DLC. Not you paid, you know, $20 and all you got was a new map. But you have a whole other story to play and then it ties in with the main story, and then they turn around and make you go back and replay the main story because depending on what happened over here, this new story you got may be different too. That's my money's worth. That's a good story. I'm going to play this. I've still been playing it. How many years ago, 5, 6 years ago, GTA came out? I play it because my game is never the same twice. That's good money. That's good storytelling. And every time I'm excited, like I don't know what's going on. Well, I don't, because depending on which way you go. But that's good storytelling. Whereas, really? Who was it we were talking about this morning? Shadowrun. Okay, we got an... Yeah. We got Shadowrun, which y'all hear me talk about all the time, my top five favorite games. They're still not doing it right. And these are the people that actually made the fucking game aren't doing it right. That made the fucking tabletop game. Then you have the people that made the Xbox version. Then you have somebody else that's doing another version. And none of them are using the storytelling that's in the tabletop, which would make it an awesome fucking game.
Oh, my God, yes.
You played Shadowrun tabletop?
No.
But you know of it. But you know of it.
Well, I think it was...
Are you having sex?
Me? No.
Bitch, I will cut you. No, excuse me.
I'm not a swear.
No.
Wow. See,
Do you really want me to fake an orgasm blaster? Because I totally will.
No, not on this show. Save it for the morning when somebody's at work.
Save it for the morning.
Come on.
I don't know. I'm just saying that I think there are plenty of good stories and games out there. I think there are plenty of good storylines. There are plenty of good
games. Name me one good one now. Name me one good one now. I mean, aside from L.A. Noire, because we know L.A. Noire won Sons for Worth, and I haven't played it yet.
Uh-huh.
But I'm getting around to it.
Okay, well, there's a game that I can play over and over and over and over and over again, and I have no idea why, because, you know, I know the quest and I know what's going to happen, but I guess it's the different dialogue options, the different endings you can have, all this other stuff. It's Dragon Age. I still play this game.
Yep.
I still love this
Mass
game.
Effect. Mass Effect is the same company. It's a good game.
Yeah,
a great story.
It's amazing. You can sit there and you just play it over and over and over again, but I have the hardest time not hooking up with Alistair.
Well, I tell you who I won't be hooking up with, that little fucking elf. That's who I won't be hooking up with.
Zevron, he's
fine,
but
I kill that fucker when I started playing again because of what happened in the other game. When he came up to me, I was like, you're going to die, because you turned on me, and my other character, you're going to die. And they were like, you shouldn't kill Zevron. He could have been a powerful ally. He's a dead fucking ally because he turned on us last time.
I don't know how you got him to turn on you. He's never done that to me, ever. He's always been like, hey, baby, I'm going to follow you to the end.
No, he called me a dirty human and just proceeded to fuck me up.
Wait
five
a minute.
Words, right?
Well, wait a minute.
He called you a dirty whore?
Dirty
I like being called a dirty whore.
That could have been foreplay.
Dirty. Yes, yes, it was dirty when he pulled out a knife and tried to cut me.
Thing.
Yes.
You should have been like, nah, dude, hard limit.
To bring it back, though, to the point, like, let's just talk about why the game industry doesn't take a lot of chances with storylines or gameplay, right? It's because
they know what people like. I just jumped all over your story. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, it's okay. It's all right. I'm just saying you get, like, games like Mirror's Edge, right,
mm-hmm.
where – was a brand new kind of interesting concept, right? But I played the game. I have it here. I bought it through Steam sale, by the way. It's still going on to the 22nd of this month.
He's playing it, isn't he?
It was a fun game, but it wasn't like, it was sort of a little bit too much out of what I'm normally used to playing. And so I didn't really quite as enjoy it as much as I do Rage, which is a kind of an on-rail shooter, if you want to think of it that way, right? I mean, I enjoy that game more than I enjoy Mirror's Edge. Why is that, right?
Well, see, you're thinking of here's the problem. You have a bunch of different types of gamers, okay? Those of us who actually like the storytelling in the games, we're not getting it. is one thing. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not going to say there's not some days I want to sit down, and I do want to play Battlefield. I want to sit down and blow shit up, or I want to play Call of Duty. Those, there are those days. But then there are those days, and y'all know me, seasonal gamer, when it's cold, I don't want to blow stuff up. I want a nice story, and I want to be involved. I want
yes.
to travel. So I want to yes. travel some snowy lands, and I want to read some stuff. I want all that when it's cold, and I want to be in my corner, and that's what I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
But those games are so few and far between. It's hard to
yes.
find them. It's hard. Even Assassin's Creed, as much as I love Assassin's Creed, some of that storyline kind of is convoluted, and I'm like, what the fuck happened? Who was that that just ran by, and why is this guy keep trying to stab me in my back? I missed something.
Oh, why does this guy keep stabbing me in my back?
Well, there's a something in where the one that I'm playing where they're out to get you, obviously, but I still don't know why. Every once in a while they send somebody after me, and I'm minding my own business, and he grabs me and tries to stab me, and then I flip him, and then I stab him in the chest, and he says something to me, and I stomp on his face, and at the end of that, I take his money and I go. But I don't know why.
That's romantic.
I don't know.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, for those of you who wanted to meet her in person, now...
No, I can vouch for her in person. She's so adorable and sweet. I just love her to
adorable?
Death.
Who?
You are.
Don't be telling everybody I'm sweet.
She's
See, that's why I knew I
should have
ate your face.
Sweet.
I should have ate
She's
your face.
She's not
that's
sweet.
Adorable and sweet.
She's not sweet. Trust me, I've driven in a car with her. The bitch is crazy.
You know what? We were on that street, the one that I was driving down the wrong way.
See, I never got in the car with her, so...
You know that street that we walk down to go eat lunch? That's the street that Snow's talking about that I was driving the wrong way down.
Girl, anybody could have done that. That place was nuts. I was like,
oh, my God. No, you don't understand. You don't understand. We were going to this event, and we're driving, and she sees the motorcyclist, and I swear I felt the car jerk. Like, she wanted to go hit the motorcyclist, and then she ran up on a curb at one point. And then we were going the wrong way down a one-way street, and I'm so surprised
coming.
I did not see my pants. Oh,
he
my God.
Had it coming.
He had it coming. All right.
I was like, no more GTA
though, right?
for you.
He had it coming.
No more GTA for you. No.
I am waiting, and it better be good. Rockstar is all I can tell you. It better be good. I've been waiting years. I've been playing this other one. Me and Nico Bellic will part company. I'm still waiting for a girl. And see, that would
now
be
that
nice,
would be badass.
Good,
that
good
would be
compelling
badass.
Storytelling if they did a girl. I said, since they were taking it back to the hood, they should have gotten the Brat. The rapper, the Brat, they should have just centered it around her. You know, Brat is sexually ambivalent. You're not really sure if she's, you know, straight or gay or whatever. So you could play with that. And she's a girl in
my
the hood.
A woman.
And, yes, and she's in the hood, and she's got to fend off the crazy guys and the hookers, and you know, she's trying to take care of her baby, and she's got a baby dad. See, there's all kind of drama you could just spin off from having a woman that you can't even do with a guy.
She's got a baby daddy.
Yes, you could throw a child in there.
All right.
Well, you know, I'm going to tell you, they, another company tried to do this before. I forgot the name. It's something Ops. There was a whole bunch of Ops games that came out, like, years ago. There was a PsyOps and a... I don't know. But this was one that had a woman as a lead character, but it was so horrible. The story could have been beautiful because when they did the backstory, I was actually drawn in. Gameplay sucked. But I was drawn in that this woman, she had a family and she worked for the FBI. They killed her family, her daughter, and they let you see, you know, it happened on screen. The husband and the daughter got killed because somebody she put in jail. So she was an agent. And she ends up running across, you know, the person who killed her family, and she loses it, and they're trying to tell her don't do blah, blah, right? Sounds great, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Reason why it didn't work? Really, people, you're going to make me punch in. I'm going to have to do punch keys to do combos to make something happen when I'm trying to shoot somebody. I can't just sneak up behind them and stab them in the neck, really?
Oh, that's what drove me crazy about The Witcher.
Huh?
That's what drove me crazy about The Witcher.
That, and she had this crazy little wall.
Combinations of keys?
Yes.
What do you mean?
Okay, let's take it first-person shooter. First-person shooter style, how they should have gone was she has the gun, you know, you aim, and if you're good, you hit, and if you don't, you don't. You have to chase them down, whatever have you.
Yeah.
No, you would aim, and then the screen would go into this grayed-out mode, and they would slow everything down, and they say, press A, B, C, C, back, back, trigger, trigger, ref, bumper, bumper, and then you'd press it. And
okay,
you
know, that totally breaks immersion.
Yes.
That totally breaks immersion. Don't ever do that shit.
That's why we've never seen a sequel to that game, because they realized they had fucked up.
That's totally lame. It totally ruins immersion. Ow, motherfucker! Ow!
What did you do? What did you do?
Whoa, what are you going to do with that?
That is my personal tale.
Go tear it off.
Oh,
told you she's having sex. I told you she's having sex while the show's going on. I knew it.
All right, well, since we're on the topic of sex, can I jump into mine?
Go ahead.
Jump into sex? Go for it.
Can you jump into yours? Because I think I'd like to see that. That sounds kind of like a...
you know, there was that commercial. What was it? The Olympic sex or whatever the guy did.
Hey, Ginger. Honey, if anyone is able to jump into yours, you might want to try some Kegels.
Oh!
Tighten it up.
Oh,
okay.
No, wait, man. I got Benoit balls for that.
And they keep going further. Plastic, get your girl.
I have nothing. I don't claim either one of them.
Snow is a bad influence, and so is alcohol. Anyways. Shagga Gamer. Do we really need Shagga Gamer?
Oh, my God.
Can we talk about how bad of an idea this is? I mean, first we had Data Gamer, and, you know, that was fairly innocent. I mean, you want to meet other gamers, and, you know, you're looking for a relationship, so why not go somewhere that advertises for geeks? But Shagga Gamer is specifically for having sex, to meet up to have random sex with another geek or gamer.
You know, the only reason I can think, oh, my God.
What did he say?
He said something about leveling up. Oh my
God. It should
have
been called level up. That's what the service should have been called.
Plus five random six.
There you go.
It should be called three.
I love my fellow gamers. Really, I do. I think y'all are the most amazing people in the world. But there is a very small percentage of you that I would ever, ever let near the goods.
Minus 35 points. Herpes.
Right? It's plus 5 charisma and then minus 10 health because you got some. Okay, I'm going to jump into this really quickly because this is just how I am. Maybe it's just the kind of people I talk to, but every single gamer I know is kinky. Every single gamer I know is kinky on some level.
I'm as pure as a snow-driven wind.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Every single gamer I know is kinky on some level, and that's including me. Obviously, if you've been listening to the show, duh. So, the point is, we don't really need another site just for sex. There's a whole bunch of sites like that already. Trust me, they're out there. So
it doesn't matter if you're hooking up. I mean, if you're just hooking up for just pure sex, does it need to be another gamer?
Yeah.
No.
I mean, I would assume that these people on these sex sites are going to be fairly kinky anyways if you're signing up for random sex, right?
I mean, but the thing is, maybe it's a fetish. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe they're like, ooh, it's a geek. I'm going to get off on that. But still, you can find people like that on other websites. It doesn't have to be a whole separate website just for gamers.
I think that's just ridiculous.
That's true. I agree with that. It's like Snow was saying, if you can, you know, here's the thing, right? If you just leave your mother's basement or your parents' home or maybe the pad that you bought with your own money working in the tech industry, if you just leave that area, right, it's kind of like going out for a quest, right? You have to leave the city, the town, right, to go find the quests, right? So you go out and you find, you go to different bars, and there's lots of quests there at bars. You have to be careful, though. Some of those quests are too high level for you.
They're conning purple.
Adequate protection for other quests, because they're extremely dangerous, and you can get cursed.
Yes, and you will lose health if you are not properly protected on those quests.
That's right.
Oh, my God.
That people can understand, right?
Blaster.
That's all I'm saying.
Oh, my God.
That is Princess Peach. How could you do it?
Oh, Blaster. Very easily.
My childhood is ruined now.
every time he does it, all I hear is ding, ding, ding.
Yeah, that is the gift of Mario getting him some.
A lot nastier at that one. There's some really hot.
Wrong. So wrong, Blaster.
Okay, well, I have to admit, I've seen worse on the internet.
Stop it. Bad. Bad children.
No, I've seen worse than Bobby Mario on the internet.
What?
I don't. Princess Peach. I always liked her. She's my favorite. Anyways.
Princess Peach was your favorite. Mm-hmm.
She was.
Because she's a peach. Get it? Peach. Never mind.
You get a peach for hours.
I'm scared of these. Oh, holy crap!
What?
That's not right. The second image.
Ooh, that's
is it
hot.
Peach still?
Yeah.
That's hot, actually.
What I missed?
Ooh.
Oh, yeah, well, no.
Run off my tangent, sorry.
That's just wrong.
That's awesome.
That's hot.
I would agree if her feet weren't too tiny and her face too tiny.
Yes, her thighs are too big and her booty's too little.
Oh, there's no... there's no such thing
no,
as...
No, I like that. Mm-hmm.
If you know if you're going to have those ghetto thighs, you're supposed to have a ghetto booty to match. No, ma'am.
But look at those thighs and those teeny tiny stick arms.
Yeah, I'll agree with that. She's a little disproportionate, but that's a nice ass.
It's supposed to be a little bigger.
Anyways.
Hey.
Yes.
I actually hooked up with the girl about that size.
Hot.
Speaking of which, you know what? This has nothing to do with gaming per se, but I am going on record as the last time I'm ever going to eat at Chick-fil-A will probably be tomorrow because I'm officially protesting because they don't like gay people.
They don't like gay people.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
And you got rid of my brownies that I like. So, Chick-fil-A, I would like to end this with a fuck you and a have a nice day.
I haven't been eating there in years. And Target is the same way. They don't
like it. Oh, Clips the Pearl.
You didn't know
that? Tarjay is the same way?
Target.
Tarjay, honey.
Tarjay, it's the same way.
Clutch the pearls. Now I got to stop shopping at Target.
God.
It's French.
Okay, you
like
know
what I did to Cora last night.
Y'all didn't
you
know
remember?
That?
No.
No. You remember this whole controversy about people wanting to boycott Oreos because they had the whole gay pride thing going on?
Mm-hmm.
I want to boycott all of these companies that don't have the gay pride thing going on. Mm-hmm. I mean, come on. You are losing a huge consumer base because of your bigotry. Grow the fuck up.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah, I'll tell you this, though. I don't understand why Oreo did that because we all know that gay people take good care of themselves. Right, and that kind of stuff goes straight to your thighs. That's all I'm saying.
That's true. That is so true.
I don't know why. Oreo would be like the last people that I'd be like, oh, that's great. If I was gay, I'd be like, yeah, that's great, but I'm not still coming near you, honey.
You know.
I've got to watch my girlish figure. What the hell are you talking about?
And I just sent a tweet to Chick-fil-A. I want them to know, and I am one of your biggest customers. I would never eat at your restaurant again. I don't care if you don't like gay people. You needed to keep that shit to yourself is what you needed to do.
Yes.
Exactly.
It's a business. What the fuck? It's a business.
Yes, it's a business.
You're going to alienate half of your customer base because you're bigoted.
It's going to be way more than
that. Do you never realize that's why they're not open on Sundays?
Well, I know
mean, they are a religious establishment.
Well, yeah, I know that. I will allow them. There's a right to be closed on Sunday. What it is not their right to do is to say, you know what, we don't like gay people. Well, then fuck you. I'll get my gay. I'm going to tell my two gay cousins don't fucking go to Chick-fil-A. That's fine. Eat at my house on Sunday, bunch of bitches.
Yeah, you have every right, if it is with your religion, that you want to be closed on Sunday, that is your right. Totally
but
your
I don't,
right,
but
that's
I don't
not really you. Hurting.
Yeah,
that's not really hurting anybody, except if I want Chick-fil-A on Sunday.
So
now that
chicken,
you came out, right? But now that you came out and you said that you don't like gay people, fuck you, I'm not eating there anymore.
That's two of people in my family who I love dearly, who are gay, and I'm so proud of them for coming out finally. Love you two boys to death. And if they are not welcome at Chick-fil-A, I am not welcome at Chick-fil-A, bitches.
Yes. Right. Thank you. Yes.
I'm not welcome at Chick-fil-A after that incident last year.
I'm a little scared to ask. I don't want to know.
I am.
Oh,
that upset me when I read it. Anyway.
Hold on. Dark says in the chat room, a friend of his brother's, was fired from Target for coming out as gay. Boy, that is a lawsuit right there.
It totally is.
Oh,
cannot be discriminated against based on sexual orientation, race, Tinder, whatever.
Well, how did he come out, though? Was he like, did he rip his clothes off in the middle of the storm? Be like, I'm gay, motherfuckers, deal with it.
Doing the single ladies dance.
Fabulous, bitches.
You know what? If he did, good for him.
Well, you know, anyway, that's nothing. That's neither here nor there to do with gaming. But I want to say to my fellow gamers, if you are down with this, no Chick-fil-A for you. And don't be buying your games from Target.
Mm-mm.
Just tell Target to suck it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but you're right. That's interesting, but we do need to get back to gaming topics.
Oh, yes, I took it back to gaming just then. Gamers, especially our gay gamers, because, you know, we love y'all equally.
All right, so there was something in the info for the show about gamers being out of hand and stabbing people or something. Are you fighting?
Is it about Corey?
I figured Corey had something on that.
Corey, we told you, no more stabbing people in the face.
I don't stab them. I bite the faces now. I have zombie eyes.
So
I'm hungry now. Somebody's going to get hurt.
Nom, nom, nom.
Dude, something must be done. Y'all think I'm joking. Man, your girl put on, you know those cute little red shorts that y'all love? Yeah.
Yeah.
Those are going to be officially retired because they don't even stay up. I tried to go outside today. I had to hold them up with one hand. This is not cute.
That's not the point. They're supposed to come down in my bedroom.
Your bedroom is outside my front door.
Anyway, back to the stabbing people in the face. What's going on?
I'm going to bite some faces.
Oh,
anyway.
I was just wondering because I saw it in the info. Somebody have something on that?
No, that was old. I actually changed, but I do have some information about Diablo 3. We must talk.
Okay. Let's do that. Mm-hmm.
I heard about this, too, myself today.
Diablo 3. Oh, my God. Lovely. Let me go ahead and share that with you. Oh, my God.
Wait. Hello, guest 20292. If you want to join us, please, up there at the top right-hand corner, sign in. Make an account, sign in. Come talk to us in the chat rooms.
And you can even be naked. We can't see you, but you can be naked if you want.
Yes. I'm like Target. You can be naked. And gay. Doesn't matter.
We love all you crazy kinky bitches. Just keeping it in mind.
Hell yeah.
Love you in a deep and special way. Okay, so.
Whoa.
Mm.
Whoa.
What happened was.
Okay, so apparently Diablo 3 is feeling the need to apologize or something, or kind of sideways apologize, or I don't know what the hell they're doing. Because they had a fucked up launch and it's still fucked up.
Sorry.
So now they're apologizing? Now?
They're apologizing as they say they're going to put more restrictions on the game.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Are
you serious?
The kind of apology
I would want.
Wish sorry, but yeah.
Yeah, the apology I want involves you giving me some of my money back. That's the kind of apology I want. And they also are talking about having a need for constant internet connection. Blasher, weren't you one of these Diablo people? How do you feel about that whole it?
I was, and then I beat the game, and then I kind of moved on with my life. No, I mean,
did you have to get back?
Well, here's the deal: constant internet connection required to play a game is not a single player game is really it's kind of stupid.
It's not just kind of stupid; it's fucking ridiculous.
Well, okay, so I can see the need for game companies to require, you know, for multiplayer. I can see the need for game companies to require you once to connect to the internet. This is what Steam does. Like you have to connect to the internet with your game at least once, right? But once you do that, you can play it in offline mode. You don't have to be connected to the internet. So it'd be nice as if Diablo had some sort of system where you just have to connect to the internet once. You can play single player offline, but you have to play online for multiplayer, obviously. Right, that would be a great system. I think Diablo was trying to. He says here in the article that basically he's like, oh, well, we weren't trying to use this as a form of copy protection. You know, that's not the reason why I did that. That's bullshit.
You are
right?
A fucking liar if you said
that's
that.
That's bullshit. That's straight up bullshit. What he was trying to do is he was trying to say, well, as long as they're playing through our servers, there's no way they can hack the game. That's what that's what they were trying to accomplish with the game. They tried to get rid of people, you know, stealing the game. They tried to make it like WoW, right, where we have to connect to a server to play the game. But Diablo 3 is not like WoW.
Yeah, that's not stopped people from playing WoW on other servers.
That's also true. Other servers people create other servers, and you can play WoW. In fact, there was a guy who got busted, I think, a couple of years ago for actually having people pay to play on his server.
Oh, see, you got greedy. That's not cool.
Yes, but I mean, Diablo 3, the single-player experience was never meant to be an online-only experience, and the fact that they tried to shoehorn it in that just to protect the game for people who were going to pirate it, I think that just to me, that they could have solved it a different way, and that just alienated a lot of people.
Hey, but here's the thing. It's called a single player experience for a reason. The person wants to play
a single player game.
They want to play by themselves with playing with yourself.
I don't want to play with a bunch
of
people.
My mind instantly went there.
I want to play by myself.
I want to play with myself.
No, it's a single player.
You know,
player.
Gender, yes. After seeing your picture on Skype, yes, honey, bring it.
you have to send her a friend request, right? And you guys have to connect to the same server realm. And then once you get in the game, you guys have got to meet at a location and form a party before you can play with each other.
I know that for overseas, for military, that there's a big deal for private servers because they can't connect to the ones here in the U.S. with their connections. They play a private server that's kind of like a LAN thing, more or less, for WoW. I don't know about Diablo, but...
Well, here is my issue. Did you bitches not learn anything from those crazy Sim people?
Right?
No.
The Sims, now... Remember the Sims people, when EA first tried this, was the reason why EA dropped the DRM. It was not any other game other than the Sims people went the fuck off because they are the best-selling PC game of all time, 10, 15 years running now, and millions of people worldwide. And when they got pissed off, I'm returning my Sim game, and I'm going to crash your servers and start threatening all kind of shit. Okay, we'll turn it off.
I'm backing up with my hands in the air. It's all right.
And the next group that's crazy like that is them WoW bitches. They're just as crazy.
Yes,
when
they
get
holy shit.
And some of them are the same Diablo players. If you start cutting off their servers, oh my God. I'm going to sit back with popcorn and just watch. I'm going to put my chair outside the Blizzard offices. I'm going to prop my feet up, and they're going to be like, what are you doing? Waiting, because the exodus is about to happen onto your offices. Crunch, crunch. I want to make sure.
That is sadly true. That is very, very sadly true.
These people also stand outside in line waiting.
Yes. And I don't understand why so many of my friends wanted to play this. And I was like, no, this is Blizzard. They're going to get wrong in the first place. I don't want to play this. So I didn't. And... why are y'all still paying for this service? So many things are blocked off. It's constant on. So many issues.
Right. They know that.
Stuff's hacked. Why are you still playing this? I don't get it.
They pissed off a whole country. They pissed off Korea.
It's South Korea, yeah.
Yeah, they pissed off. Well, South Korea's its own country.
See, and that's the deal. You know, Corey was talking about, give me my money back. Blizzard does not give money back on games that are active. And Diablo 3 is active.
Well, actually, they had to offer a refund in South Korea. Right.
But here, they won't do it.
Well, that's because they can get away with that. Because nobody here has put them to the... Because nobody here has said that, hey, you guys have screwed a bunch of customers. They bought a product that was not what they paid for, right? And so you guys have to pay them back. But because no judge in this country would order that. Because it's a big business and makes a lot of money.
Okay, forget the big business. I'm trying to save lives.
Trying to save lives with Diablo.
I'm trying to save lives because
play hardcore mode. You can save lives all day long.
These people are gonna get mad and they're gonna come after them. Stop it, Blizzard. Stop it. Now Blizzard is actually getting their ass kicked, as is the Clone Wars. Was it the Clone Wars? What's the name of that fucking game? Star Wars.
Star Wars.
Yeah. They're getting their
asses kicked. Are you talking about the old Republic Online?
Yes. Blizzard, all of them are getting their ass kicked by Secret World.
Secret World is amazing. That's why they're getting their ass kicked by it. Oh, my God.
And here's the rub. Secret World is subscription-based. It's not even free to play.
There's a reason why that shit
is subscription-based. That's
that
a sign of a really, really good game, though. You know what I'm saying? Oh, and I do have something to talk about after this. Just remind me, or I'll forget.
Well, I'm gonna remind you. The thing is, there's the whole discussion this week amongst the developers and the community has been that, do we really need free to play? And Secret World is proving no, you don't really need the free to play. I think they're saying they're going to offer a version of free to play, but you paying for a subscription means you get a whole lot more than you would if you went free to play.
which is what we have been preaching to all of you out there for the longest, is that you are getting gypped by free-to-play, especially if you actually buy
you
stuff
are.
In the game. At the end of the week, when you have bought the sword, the armor, and the little house, and the special thing that they told you to buy, you've spent way over $10 at the end of the week. Whereas Secret World is saying, oh, go ahead and pay us this $10 a month, and not only that, but we're going to give you a new update every month. Every month, a new update every month. We promise you, updated free DLC every month. Just pay your subscription. Oh, and if you really want to, if you don't really want to play, you can come in, but you have to pay for these updates. Or if you just really want, you can grab this, you know, whatever. They're getting their ass
kicked. Can I tell you what this game kind of reminds me of? Not the story, mind you. The story is completely different. But the concept of, like, the not having a single class and freedom of play, basically, is a very, very, very old school game called Asheron's Call.
I remember Asheron's Call.
Yes, you did not have a set class. It depended on what skills you worked up, what skills you bought, what skills you trained. You could create a totally unique character with totally unique skills and powers. That's what this concept reminds me of.
Let me just tell you, Snow, if you can get Ginger out of there, we do have a press count, but you can't get Ginger out. We can't get Ginger out. She's naked on cars and posting it up on...
No, that's ATBL's naked on cars.
I just wanted to get you to say it.
ATBL's naked on cars. No, this is amazing. I rolled... I can't even say what class it is. I went Blood Magic, which is... Don't do that. Don't do that starting off. Don't do blood magic. It's been incredibly hard for me soloing. It's been fun. I mean, because in PvP I can heal, which comes in handy. Of course, you know, I become the first target. I get killed a lot.
Okay.
But I can heal. It's amazing. It's a huge world and zombies flipping everywhere.
Oh, yeah. We got 9 minutes, so we need to get Miss Snow's topic in there real quick. What you got?
Yeah. Okay. This is what I want to talk about. Salem. The game, remember?
Yes.
Salem, the crafting MMO? Mm-hmm. I got invited to the closed beta, which I was super excited about. I know! I got invited, and I have been trying to download this fucking game and get into this game for I don't know how long now, and I can't get the goddamn thing
today?
To work.
Today you got it? Today you got it?
No, I've had it for a long time. And I keep trying. I keep thinking maybe I'm just stupid and I'm not doing it right. And I'm following instructions and it's not working.
See, you know what?
And
now I'm going to have to make a call. Because the rep for Paradox just made friends with me on some social network. Now I'm going to have to make a call. I'm going to have to post up on her wall, all evil. Yes, I'm saying it on the air. Hello, dear so-and-so. We do not all have an account. We are not pleased.
No kidding.
I can find mine. I know I got one because it was like I did it as a personal thing, like of my own personal account. This is not because I'm Snow White. This is a random thing.
She's totally.
I'm about to beat her ass. Hold her.
I keep trying to download. This is my point. I keep trying to download this fucking game because I want to play it so bad, but I can't get into it because I can't get the damn thing to work. Please fix it.
You're wrong.
So I can get into this goddamn game.
You hear what I'm whispering to you? Do you know why? Because you are wrong.
We are going to touch you.
We're going to bite her face. I'm going to bite her face.
I'm
going to eat your face. I'm going to eat your face.
Appreciate my mad skills.
Yes, I'm hating because I want in.
I'll trade you. No, I won't.
You got nothing to trade.
I got a secret world.
The secret world belongs to all of us. You can't
shh. Come on. Shh.
Look, I'm not going to help you get in, and I don't get in.
I'll let you play.
Oh, let's talk about it.
No, she will. She will not let you play.
I know.
And then if she can't log into the damn thing, she's going to call you up. Hey, Corey, can I play?
No, that is not how she does it. Do you know what she does to me? I hear this bleep by my Skype. Bleep, bleep. And I'm like, where is that noise? Bleep, bleep. And it'll be a long list of Corey. Are you there? Are you there? And if I don't answer by my phone, bloop, bloop, you're like, oh. Then it's a whole long list of texts. Corey. It's not working. I can't get in. It's not working.
Dude, I was fiending. I need my game.
She grabbed the fiending from way back in the day. Oh, my God. Oh, my goodness.
I muted my game. It wasn't working.
All right. I do need to say this before we go.
They had the strangest sign up for that. So.
Yes, they did. Ouya, who we've been talking about for the past 2 weeks, new hotness on the scene, has received their first game. We are very, very concerned about this. If you don't listen to us during the daytime, you're missing out on our news. But this console especially has us worried here at GGR.
Why? Is it a scam?
Yes. That is the worry. Did y'all know? Okay, they got over $5 million already. But they're talking about going to get more funding from other Kickstarter or crowdsource funding?
Mm-hmm. I didn't know that. They backed down today and they say, no, we're not going to do that. But the day before, they sure as hell did say that.
Mm-hmm. Bless you. Can you stop playing for a second?
I mean, what is it?
I'm going to try to.
That you're going to need it?
Let me talk to you.
Yes.
How are you feeling about this Ouya thing and this extra funding they're wanting to get from other crowdsource funding?
I think that kind of breaks the whole, it's kind of a contract when you go into crowdsource funding, right?
No,
not a
Kickstarter.
Well, right, but I mean, it's a contract that people give you money. It's not an explicit contract, but it's like, okay, we're reaching out to you, the people who come to this particular place to give us money for this thing. We're reaching out to you, and it's kind of like you expect that it's a kind of a contract that, hey, if they don't get enough funding here at Kickstarter, then it's not going to happen. So I'll just give the extra little bit, right? But if they go to Kickstarter and do it, they go to this place and do it, they go to that place and do it. I mean, it's kind of like, I don't know, it's kind of, to me, it seems like it's not false advertising, but I guess, I don't really know what the word is for it, but it's like, it's sort of makes it cheap, the whole, like, oh, I'm going to help fund this game, because you feel good about doing it, right? But it kind of cheapens the experience for you, the person, the giver.
I'm not worried about the experience. I'm worried about the fact that these bitches have $5 million, and they have no obligation to do anything they said they were going to do, not even make this console.
Yes, and they're saying that this console is going to be out to be bought in stores in 8 months. March 2013 is when they say it's going to be out. That's 8 months from now. They have a concept that they're working on.
They got one game now. Human Element is what it's called.
And that's nice, but they're saying, you know, there's going to be no dev kits because the whole thing itself is a dev kit.
Wait a minute. Let me tell you about this new game. Again, this could be a fake. We're gonna be checking into this. So tomorrow we will let you know. It's called Human Element, and it's supposed to be a post-apocalyptic zombie game. Yes, because we need another one of those. That's fucked up. That they never do right. It's not actually post-apocalyptic. I want to have to survive. I need to eat and all that stuff. Y'all know how we like it. We like it real here. Look at the website. Here's again. See, this is another thing I'm worried about. If you go look at the site, it's humanelementgame.com. There's nothing there. They could have done this today. I could have done this in Photoshop today and had this site up. Really?
You know, that's getting a little bit scary because Ouya itself does not have a website. Their email goes back to Kickstarter itself. They only have one employee.
Mm. Yeah.
They have four advisors, one employee, and one founder, and that's it. And they're saying this thing's going to be out in 8 months.
With this game that on a page that I'm not quite fully trusting yet.
I'm calling bullshit.
I love the idea. I hope they get it done. There's nothing here. There's a bunch of screenshots. Again, I could have done this in Photoshop earlier. And had a site up in a matter of hours and say, this is my first game. Matter of fact, I may do that tomorrow. Or over the weekend sometime if I get a chance. I'm not trusting these people at all. Neither should you all. We got 2 minutes left, people, mm-hmm. You lovely people. My co-host,
yep.
It's about time for us
to go. It is.
So thank you to our new people that popped in.
Yes.
Welcome to our lives.
Yay!
Welcome to
exactly,
Welcome to the show, Onog. Nice to see you. Hope I said your name right. Tune in tomorrow to hear Ginger and Corey do the news, and then on Monday as well, and then Tuesday we have Sixanista. I feel like I'm being drowned out. Anyway, favorite if you like us, favorite if you don't, because that's how we roll, bitches. Peace out. Say good night, ladies and gentlemen.
Good night, ladies
and gentlemen. Good night, ladies and gentlemen.
Good night, gentlemen.
Oh, my God.
seen you do that before.
Yes.
I sadly did not see that the other weekend.
That's because you were all over the place.
That's fun. Concert came on down the middle floor dancing in the rain.
All right, that was a little creepy.